We'll bring you the rain report for August 7th, 2010 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. This week, we conclude our series, Careers Influenced by Ham Radio. This last installment features Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, moderator for the 2010 Newsline Town Hall meeting at the Dayton Hamvention. Bill also is co-founder of the Amateur Radio Newsline. Here's his story.
I ran an entire career thanks to ham radio. Every job I've ever had, everything I've ever done, was because of electronics or ham radio. And even before I had my ham license, I had it pretty good. And when I was in junior high school especially, I got through mainly because I could do something nobody else could do. I could fix the sound projectors. Anybody here remember film projectors? I had an interesting experience. I'm just going to digress for a moment. About a month ago, I was last-minute presenter at our local radio club up in Santa Clarita. They meet in a senior citizen center, and the equipment there is not very good. They'd wanted to run some video of one of the older day Bell films, and the machine just would not run it. I duplicated it for them. Couldn't run it. I happened to own several 16-millimeter sound projectors. I have an Eastman 250, grabbed the original print of Ham's Wide World. Anybody here remember Ham's Wide World except Dave Bell and me? Okay, that's what I thought. Went down there, set the projector up, and the screen and the whole thing, and there's mostly an older crowd. One younger person's there, I would say a 16 or 17-year-old, walks in, he's walking around as we're threading the thing. What the hell is that? I said, sound projector. What does it do? I said, it does the same thing that your DVD projector at home or something will have or in school, except it uses film. And I point to the reel. He says, wow, that must run a long time. I said, yeah, 30 minutes. And he goes, my iPod is better than that. So that's where the change has taken place, from my generation and ours through to today. I used to get out of the classes I hated just by taking that time and working on the old Ampro sound projectors and the Victors. I had a wonderful teacher, Saul Rosenthal, known in our neighborhood as Jami Rose, Saul James Rosenthal. And when I was about 9, 10 years old, I walked in. I actually got to know him because he had a camera and radio repair store. I walked in there to buy a Tri-Chem pack because I was heavy into photography. I had a Brownie Hawkeye camera and a flash attachment, and I was the school photographer. And I needed to develop some film. About once a week, I'd go in and buy the 69-cent packages of chemicals so I could develop my film. And I'd go to buy my film. Well, one afternoon, he's on the phone. And this, that. And he's talking to me. Yes, I know it's this RCA 630, but okay. And he gets off the phone, and he says, yeah, guy's got no pictures, and it's an RCA. I thought it was probably the 6BG6 or the 6W4. And he looks at me and he says, how do you know that? I said, we have one at home, and those are the tubes that are always going out. Sometimes the 6SN7 will go out. I think he saw raw meat. I became his protege. He had been a ham as a kid before there were licenses. Seriously, before there were licenses, he was a ham. He had his own self-assigned call. He was born in 1906. Or seven, and he taught me everything he knew up to that date. And we're talking late 1950s. That kind of got me through both junior high school and high school very successfully. Then from there, I went to college, started college. My mom was on her deathbed, actually made me promise to go to college. I tried. I was not college material. Again, a vignette story, ham radio. The teacher who taught the electronic technology or electronics, he was a ham radio operator. By now, I was a ham radio operator. So he comes over to me, and he has this book in his hand. And he says, you know anything about these transistor things? He says, they've told us we have to teach them. I don't know if you're related to this guy, Pasternak, whose name is on here. I was one of the co-authors of one of the first books on using transistors. Not solid state, just transistors. Larry Levy, WA2INM, myself, and a couple others were, I won't say staff writers for 73, because I don't think there were ever staff writers for 73. But we kind of wrote articles, and one of Wayne's editors had taken them, put all these articles together into a book, the first book of transistors or something like that. I don't have a copy of it anymore. And so he had seen my name, and he wanted to know if I was related to it. I said, no, that is me. And he cut a deal with me. And basically was I was guaranteed to pass the course if I would just write him a teaching syllabus, but, you know, for about 8 or 15 weeks or something like that. I did it. It was no big deal. I took everything I had in the book, broke it up into little sections. It was kind of funny. It was I had to retype it. I had to borrow a typewriter to do that. Typewriter. Remember those?
You're listening to the ham radio career of Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, co-founder of the Amateur Radio Newsline and moderator for the 2010 Newsline Town Hall meeting held this past May at the Dayton Hamvention. Bill will conclude his story in a moment. This is the RAN Report, now on Twitter at www.twitter.com/TheRAN Report.
One afternoon, I'm sitting in the back of a room, New York City Community College, downtown Brooklyn, which is really uptown Brooklyn, but that's another story. The place where the college was had been the Brooklyn Pickle Works before it became New York City Community College, and it smelled of formaldehyde. And you went in there, by the end of the day, you were quite ill. And anyway, it was one of those days, I'm sitting there, and it was warm out, there was no air conditioning, and I'm hearing the words that I had written a couple of months earlier, and I picked up my books, walked out, threw them in the trash, never went back. I walked out on college. I just couldn't do it. It was just not me. Went out, got my first job. How did I get my first job? Ham radio operator. I was working for a TV repair shop. This is my first real job that I really started making real money at. $78 a week before taxes. I went over, and Jack Zahner got me my first job. Went to work as a TV repairman for a place called Rupak Television. That lasted about 2 years, and I got tired of going into neighborhoods where I was afraid of getting mugged 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so I heard of an opening over at General Electric. Went for an interview with GE. I didn't have a resume, because what kind of resume can they, you know, I'm early 20s, had no real college or anything else. I went for my interview at General Electric. I'm shortening this whole thing up, by the way. And I sit down, and the guy's asking me questions. It was Bill Bergerson. Yeah, this. And I said, what else? What are your hobbies? I said, ham radio. Eyes lit up. What's your call? WA2H3K. Are you on the 1373 repeater? Yeah. I said, you mean the new one that just got put up? Oh, actually, it was 1376 in those days. Yeah. Got a job at General Electric. And I was there. I started as a field technician and wound up as the director of training for field technicians. From there, my friend Larry Levy, WA2INM, I mentioned earlier, graduated college. And we went into business together in the lighting and sound reinforcement business. We owned a company called the Mine Garden. Now, remember, it's the 60s, late 60s, and most of the entertainment scene was disco music and people who were spaced out. I mean, that was the name of the game back then. According to Bob Hiles, I guess it hasn't changed much. Anyway, had this company through 1971, based on the fact that Larry Levy and I met on 6 meters on 50.4 megacycles, not megahertz. Okay. Left there, the disco business went away. We could not make a living just doing off-Broadway sound and stage light. It was just impossible. There was not enough money to be made. From there, I had gotten married, and I had always wanted to go to California. Actually, I was going to New Mexico, but I couldn't get a job in New Mexico. So I came out to California. I was supposed to work at NBC. I had this wonderful job set up. Ham had hired me. Oscar had hired me. The problem was, he retired before I got to California. And in those days, early 70s, jobs were on a handshake. You didn't have to have a contract. You didn't have to have a lawyer on each side, you know. I walk into NBC's, you'll call it human resources. I think they call it employment office. I said, hi, I'm Bill Pasternak. Oscar had hired me to fix two-inch video recorders. Oscar's not here. But where is he? Oh, he retired 3 weeks ago. I said, that's okay. I'm here. We have no record. There was no record. And because he just hired me. You know, anyway, he forgot. And he had gone. He was up. I found out many years later that he had moved to Oregon. Never changed his call with the FCC. So I couldn't find him. Anyway, it didn't matter. I'm out of the job. I have nothing to do. Come home, tell my wife. She said, we need money. So I started pounding the beat, and I finally got a job fixing TV sets at Sears Roebuck. How did I get the job? The guy who hired me, his brother-in-law was a ham. He wasn't a ham, his brother-in-law was. And you see the trend, the ham line. Anyway, it wound up that one of the funniest stories, I got hired, after I left Sears Roebuck, I was there for about 4 years. I decided I wasn't going to business myself. And I got into this wonderful niche business. It's the late 70s, videotape, 3/4 inch U-matic videotape had become the replacement, basically, for 16 millimeter among some of the filmmakers. And I got this business I put together of converting filmmakers to tape. And it was great for 3 years. And after the large companies like Tritronics and some of the others caught on to what was happening, because I was buying my stuff from these various companies, they went into business, and I could not compete. There was no way I could compete. One afternoon, one of my friends, to this day, is a guy named Bert Hicks. He's been to this convention many times, WB6MQV. Bert had gone to work for Metro Media. And one afternoon, he calls me. I'm home. He knew I was home. And he goes, we're talking. I don't remember what it was about. Ham radio stuff, probably. I hear this voice in the background, and I'll have to clean it up a little bit. It says, Hicks, get your blink feet off the bench. Then the next thing he says, do you know anybody who can fix these blankety-blank slant track machines? Slant track was this particular gentleman's way of calling U-matic, because U-matic recorded this way across the tape. And the next thing I know, I'm on the phone with Lee Pardee, who was the chief engineer of KTTV. And he knew me, because I'd been down there a couple of times. He says, you know how to fix these blanks? I said, yeah. He says, I need you. I said, I can't. I got my own business. He says, come to work for me 3 weeks. Well, I had a couple of open, was working with the news department as the engineering director for the news department. Why? Ham radio. Everything in my life, any success I've had, has been through this strange hobby that I got into quite by accident, because a guy named Charlie Zussman, at the time WA28KX, and I were going to summer school, and we became friends, and one day Charlie says to me, hey, Bill, I just realized you ain't a ham. No, I wanted to, but he says, and Charlie looked at me, and he was a big, burly guy, you know, and he says, you ain't got your ham license. By the end of the summer, I'm going to beat you up. Talk about incentive licensing. You don't want every bone in your body broken? I was WA2H3K by that fall. And it's been a wonderful ride ever since.
The thoughts and observations of Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, co-founder of the Amateur Radio Newsline, and moderator for last May's Newsline Town Hall meeting held at the Dayton Hamvention. If you missed any of the previous excerpts from this forum, you'll find them on the archive page at therainreport.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2010. Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Hawley, KC9RP, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.